Sybil, we have Taylor and Sydney Scott, Stuart Scott's daughters.
Booyah!
On good the morning. Phone. Good morning, Taylor and Sydney.
Good morning. I'm Taylor. I'm the elder sister. I'm Sydney. We would just
and
like
they will be attending the ESPY Awards for the first time without their dad tonight, whose 50th birthday is on Sunday. And they are using their platform to raise cancer awareness. Stuart Scott died in January at age 49. Yeah. Booyah, ladies. Booyah.
Thank you. We really would like to lend our voices to help raise cancer awareness, especially in the African-American community.
Yes.
We know that many African-Americans lack care and knowledge about clinical plans, and we plan to support the Jimmy V Foundation's special Stuart Scott Memorial Cancer Research Fund, which supports scholars and research dedicated to improving the lives and outpatient care of cancer patients who are minorities.
That's great. I'm sure your dad and everyone is really proud of what you're doing. Now, we all love Stuart Scott, and it seems that all of the memories right now are about his battle of fighting cancer. But tell me something fun about your dad when you were growing up. Some fun experiences, some fun memories.
You really loved Broadway musicals?
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
You know, he seems like this big sports guy, but you right. get in the
he
car.
Liked,
and
he liked Broadway the, musicals.
I knew it was Broadway. Something I liked about him.
Know every single word.
And what so did you favorite? Guys sing together?
What was his favorite? Yeah, what was his favorite?
His favorite musical ever was Wicked, but the musical that he saw the most was Wicked. Oh, I'm sorry. His favorite musical ever was West Side Story. But he
West
saw
Side
Wicked
Story.
Times.
How many times?
Eight.
And you all were with him every time?
I saw it with him 7 out of those 8 times. I saw
wow.
it 5.
Well, you wow. know, with the naps in between, you have to see it. Because I missed a whole play.
And oh. so you're like 7, 8 years old going, when you're a jet all the way, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly right. it. He right. would, right. at every available moment, he would be singing those songs.
That is great. What about his sayings that we know so much about?
That was all hip hop. So he didn't do any Broadway sayings.
So did you use any? Did he use any of those sayings, or were those just a part of your growing up as well?
Well, it's funny. He didn't use those sayings, but we remember often he'd tell us to tune into ESPN because he would use references to musicals that we had seen during the broadcast, or he'd give a reference. You know, he gave a reference to my 7th grade math teacher once. So we kind of, when he knew he was going to, you know, add something in, he would tell us especially to watch the show. So that was something we always looked forward to.
Oh, booyah. That is so neat.
Like Broadway musicals.
Broadway musicals.
And carrying on his legacy, congratulations for doing that. I know tonight is going to be a bittersweet time for you, but we loved him as well as really appreciate what you all are doing in order to get the word out about cancer awareness.
Thank you,
ladies.
Did you say tonight?
And a shout, yeah, the ESPYs
tonight.
Got to be there at the top. You've got 5 minutes to make it there on time.
Show tune Wednesdays with Anthony Brown.